When a seed is sown and produces a harvest, that harvest cries out to its rightful owner. Are you being watchful to reap your harvest? Learn to become an effective harvester on today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George has some more good things for you about prosperity. Of course, if you're not interested in prosperity, well, don't spend time here, because we like to prosper.
That's right.
And we like to increase, and we believe it's the will of God for us to be blessed.
It is the will of God
Hallelujah.
For us to be blessed. And Gloria, thank you once again for inviting me to be with you
it's been an honor.
These 10 days of prosperity that we're talking about, the harvest, and I so enjoy it. I so enjoy being with you.
You always minister to me.
The revelation that you come out with, I tell people, I say, I can't wait to get on the set with Gloria to hear what she's going to say. And see what kind of gloryisms were going to come out. Terry was talking about it to somebody the other day. She said, we need to make a book on Gloria's sayings. I think that would make a great book, your quotes.
I appreciate the encouragement.
But we've been talking about harvesting, and all of the notes that we've been teaching on are now available on kcm.org. All you have to do is go to the website and click on the picture of Gloria and me, and it will take you to not just these notes that we've taught, but all of the, I believe this is our 300th broadcast. I'm not sure, but
George,
I think it is. It should be if it's not. And before we get into today's lesson, though, Gloria, I wanted to do this, and I'm just going to read through this. These are the titles that we have covered. If you have not been able to watch, or you've not followed us on these broadcasts, you need to go back and you need to look at them again. And so here's what we've been teaching. During the first week, Glory, we taught on getting aggressive about reaping, that we need to get real aggressive. That's the word that you gave, to get aggressive about reaping.
Right.
On Tuesday,
the opposite of aggressive is passive.
Passive. Yeah, can't be passive about
no.
this. It doesn't work. On Tuesday, last week, we talked about not giving up on your seed.
Right.
On Wednesday, we spoke about reaping, which is the missing link. On Thursday, we spoke about the rules of reaping. Reaping is not automatic. Reaping is our responsibility, and reaping requires faith. On Friday last week, we spoke about tithing and reaping and how important it is to be a tither because the tithe protects the harvest.
That's right.
So if you go to the second page there, Gloria, we'll talk about this week. Monday, we talked about sowing and reaping and the fact that every seed is attached to a harvest.
I like that, George.
Tuesday, we spoke about maximizing our harvest. Jerry Savelle said, your harvest is determined by what you do while you're waiting for it.
I wrote on that Monday, every seed is attached to a harvest if you don't dig it up.
If you don't dig it up. That's right. I remember you saying that. That's perfect.
A good sower is generous and spirit-led, obedient and cheerful, and stays that way.
That's right.
All the way through
all the
harvest.
Way through. That's true.
That's right.
That's absolutely true. That's what we do. All the way through the harvest.
Yeah.
Excellent. Then Wednesday, we talked about what every good harvester must know. A good harvester knows when and where to reap, and a good harvester knows to reap it all. He does not leave anything in the field.
That's right.
Don't leave anything out there. Yesterday, we talked about how to reap your harvest, and our threshing sickle is the word of God coming out of our mouths.
That's right.
So we call in the harvest by faith. And so today, Gloria, we're talking about, and if you want to go to your notes.
We call in the harvest by faith with words, with our words.
With our words.
That's right.
That's it. Our words.
Now, what do you want me to read?
Okay, we're going to go now to our outline right under there for today.
Okay.
And this is something I was sharing with Gloria before we went on the air. I was talking to her about the fact that as I was putting these 10 days together, I came to day 10. And I had several directions that I could go, but I said, Lord, show me something. Show me something that I have not seen before about the harvest, because there's always something that we've not seen about the Word of God. Well, the Lord led me to go online on YouTube, and I looked up Jerry Savelle's TV broadcast that he does, and he did a series called Call in Your Harvest.
Yes.
And he also has a series, a CD series on that as well. You can go to Jerry Savelle Ministries' website, and you can get them through him. Well, I listened to what he said on that one broadcast, and Gloria, I went ahead and outlined that broadcast. So, Brother Jerry, thank you for today's lesson, because we're teaching what you taught about the harvest. And I'd never heard this before. I'd never heard about the cry of the harvest.
Yeah.
So let's do this. I'm going to start with the book of James, and I'm going to read to you James chapter 5 and verses 1 through 4, and then we'll go back through this.
Okay.
It says, "Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of the Sabaoth." So,
or the Sabbath.
The Lord of the Sabbath. So here's what I did in point A is
you didn't give me the right page.
Well, I gave you, let's see. Yeah, I just didn't give you this whole scripture.
You just didn't want me to have all the good stuff.
I'll give it to you next
time,
Lori.
Okay.
Sorry. Anyway, in point A, I did. Jerry gave a summary of that, and this is right here. In point A, Jerry gave a summary of James 5, what we just read. The harvest that belonged to them from every seed they sowed was being held back because of the adversary. That's what was happening, basically. The harvest that belongs to us from every seed we have sown has been held back by our adversary, keeping us back from the revelation and the knowledge of the fact that we have a harvest out there to reap.
That's right.
Jerry said, it's time to let out the cry of the harvest.
Praise God.
The cry of the harvest. And I thought, that is so interesting. So I wanted to read to you this verse 4 from James chapter 5. Behold, the hire or the harvest of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries. And the cries of them which have reaped the harvest are entered into the Lord of the Sabbath. And Jerry said there are two cries. The first cry is from the harvest crying out for its rightful owner. I had never thought about that before, Gloria.
No.
When we sow our seed, your seed, when we sow our seed, that harvest begins to cry out for its rightful owner.
Praise.
It's crying out for the rightful owner. And the
Which
second...
the harvest, another word for harvest is... the return.
The return. Oh, that's good.
Begins to cry out.
The return.
Let me go. Oh. Let me go. I've got to get to the right place.
Oh, that's it right there, Gloria.
Yeah,
you said it. You said it. It begins, the return, your return, your hundredfold return begins to cry out for us. I want my owner.
Yeah.
I want the one that sowed the seed. I'm looking for the one that belongs to me.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Again, we've talked for 2 weeks about Pops, your grandfather's peach orchards.
Oh, yeah.
And when those peaches were ready to be harvested, they were crying out.
They were crying out.
Pop.
Get people out here.
Get people out here to
peaches.
Harvest us. Get us off the tree. Well, that's what your
and
harvest is doing.
And if you didn't harvest them, they fell to the ground.
They fell
and
to the ground.
We don't want that to happen to our return.
We don't want that.
Mm-mm.
So there is an actual cry of the harvest.
I got that.
Your harvest is crying out for you right now. The seed that you have sown. And you remember, it was last week that we were talking about the fact that God never forgets a seed. He always remembers seeds. We talked about Cornelius and the seed and the angel that he was speaking to, and the angel said to him, the Lord has remembered your giving. So the Lord remembers our seed, and the harvest is crying out. That harvest is crying out for you. Now that's the first cry. Then Jerry said the second cry is from people that the harvest rightfully belongs to. That's our cry. That's
Praise
our cry.
God.
And Jerry said, the moment you sow your seed, your harvest is crying out, looking for its rightful owner. I like that.
I like it too.
I like that. The moment you sow your seed, your harvest is crying out, looking for its rightful owner. And like you said just a moment ago, where are you? Where are you? I need my owner. I want my owner.
You know, I tell you, I can remember this. If the pickers didn't show up, they'd come in by the truckloads to pick the orchard.
Okay.
If the pickers don't show up, the peaches just rotted and fell to the ground.
So
how much return
is left out there? My goodness. Mm-mm-mm. My goodness. The harvest is crying out.
Yes, amen.
The harvest is crying out. And then Jerry said this, the moment you sow your seed, you should be crying out for your harvest.
Yes, I believe that.
You should be crying out for your harvest. And the cry of the harvest, Gloria, it's not a woeful, woe is me. It's the cry of faith.
I'm ready.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
Pick me. I'm ready. Come on. And the cry that we have is the cry of faith.
Praise God.
I call forth for the harvest in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call for that harvest to come.
Yes.
Your harvest is crying out for you today.
Now, we've sowed what we're talking about. Most of us don't have orchards. We're talking about financial seed.
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking about planting money, greenbacks.
Yep.
And having them come back.
That's exactly right.
Multiplied.
That's exactly right.
Over and above what we sowed.
Exactly. And that harvest, you think about it. You know, Brother Jerry did this. He was preaching on his television broadcast talking about this. He said, every once in a while, he'll do this. What is that? He's listening for the cry of the harvest. I thought that was so good.
Harvest,
he does harvest. That every so often. And he does that and people go, what's he doing? He'll just stand there and go like this.
They all start listening.
It's the cry. It is the cry of the harvest that is coming out of the fields that you have sown. And what now is necessary is the cry of the harvester. The cry of faith.
Amen.
Pulling that harvest in.
I want to read what you said here again.
Okay.
The moment you sow your seed,
yes,
your harvest is crying out,
looking
for its rightful owner. The moment you sow your seed,
you should be crying out
for your harvest.
Yep.
That's great, George.
These two
cries enter into the ears of the Lord of hosts, the armies and the angels.
That's right.
But what if you said, instead of crying out for your harvest, you said, well, this doesn't work for me.
Then it's working for you, but in the wrong direction.
It's going the wrong way.
It's in the wrong direction.
That's right.
Gloria,
that's so good, George. I like that.
And we'll finish up with this scripture over in Matthew.
Okay.
Matthew 18:18. This is so important as we finish up our teaching on this. What you and I are going to do is I'm going to lead the people in an actual cry of the harvest.
Okay.
Calling in the harvest.
And I'll say my part. Huh?
And you can say your part.
I'll be with the people.
You be with the people,
okay.
And I will lead this. And
all
Gloria,
right.
I'm going to be saying this for us as
all
a ministry.
Right. Amen.
We have much harvest out there yet to be reaped.
Amen.
And one of the things that the Lord has
millions.
Put... Yes, millions. Millions are out there. I know that for those who are watching, you have harvest. There is harvest that is out there crying out for you that is ready to be reaped.
Just waiting on the word of faith.
Waiting on the word of faith. Mm-hmm. And this Matthew 18:18, okay. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And what you bind... what you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which
Praise
is in
God.
Heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
Praise
well,
God.
First of all, we are gathered together in the name of Jesus. Glory and I are here at this table, and we are gathered together with you to be in agreement with you. Over the calling in of your harvest.
Yeah.
And what we do, and I like this, I forgot to read this, but Brother Savelle was defining what the word cry means. It's over there on your point C, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Crying out for the harvest, it does not mean to whine or to act pitiful. It means to proclaim with vehemence.
Most everybody's done that.
Most everybody's done that.
But that's not how it works.
But this cry, This cry means to proclaim with vehemence. It means to demand immediate action with aggressive force and with great passion.
Praise God.
And that's what we're doing.
That's a good way.
That is what we're doing. So here's what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to call in our harvest right now. Gloria, we've got lots out there in the field that need to be called in. So do you.
Yeah.
And so I want us to do that together. Yeah. And I'll lead you through it. And I'll take you, we are going to bind some things on earth. We are going to loose some things on earth where this is concerned. So, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus right
now.
Thank you for the harvest. And Gloria and I demonstrate.
Praise.
We demonstrate how to call in the harvest. Our harvest is crying for us, and now it is our time to reap the harvest.
Praise God.
Now say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I stand in faith.
I stand in faith.
Believing my seed has worked.
Believing my seed has worked.
It is producing a bumper crop.
It is producing a bumper crop.
There is great harvest out there.
There is great harvest out there.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Harvest, you come to me.
Harvest, you come to me.
Come now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I reap all my harvest.
I reap all my harvest.
By faith.
By faith.
Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind you now.
I bind you now.
Release my harvest.
Release my harvest.
You have no part in it.
You have no part in it.
I take authority over you.
I take authority over you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now here's what we're going to do, Gloria. We're going to talk to the angels. We are going to speak to the harvesting angels.
Okay.
Say this after me. Angels.
Angels.
Harvesting angels.
Harvesting angels.
I send you forth.
I send you for.
Into the fields right now.
Into the fields right now.
Into the orchards right now.
Into the orchards right now.
I send the harvesting angels out there.
I send the harvesting angels out there.
Gather up our harvest.
Gather up our harvest.
And bring it to us.
And bring it to us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, Lord, we give you thanksgiving for that and praise and honor that we reap all of our harvest. Oh, God, we thank you and honor you and praise you for the massive harvest that is
Praise
coming in.
God.
The massive harvest that is coming into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. The massive harvest that is coming into
Praise
the partners
God.
Of our ministry.
Yes.
The massive
Bless
harvest that is coming to us, coming to us personally.
Praise
and Lord,
God.
All of the churches, all of the pastors.
Yes.
Pastors,
blessed,
you need to proclaim
harvest,
this.
Harvest.
You need to do this. Your congregation is sowing seed every week. You need
That's
to call
God.
In the harvest of that congregation.
It's harvest time.
It's harvest time in Jesus'
Glory
name.
To God.
It's harvest time. And Gloria, this is what I do.
In harvest time but in the peach orchards back there when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
During harvest time, I'm telling you, things got moving. Trucks came in and they got those truckloads. They went and first of all, trucks of pickers came in and they picked the harvest.
They took
it to the shed and they got it ready to go to the market.
Oh, praise God.
And I mean, it was activity.
Wow.
George.
That's what
Glory
the Bible calls the joy of harvest.
That's right.
The joy
That's
of
right.
harvest. You would witness it when they would do that. And it was all hands on deck.
Yep.
There was an excitement. And there's an excitement in me right now about you reaping your harvest. Gloria, I believe that our
Amen.
Partners, our friends, those who support this ministry, those that are watching, I believe there's increase happening in your life right now.
Praise God.
We are experiencing supernatural increase according to the 115th Psalm.
Praise God.
God is increasing you more and more, you and your children. And Gloria, I'll tell you this, every Sunday in church, we bring the offering to the altar. We bring it to the
Praise
front.
Praise God.
And we That's begin good. To speak over that offering.
And you believe.
We believe. And I'm saying this, I'm charging pastors right now because I know that there are some churches that have actually cut the offering out of the service. They have a basket when you come in.
Oh, that's not the same. And where's the faith in that?
Where
you
is the faith?
You got to release faith.
You got to release faith.
I mean, we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus, but we can die sick if we don't release faith for
That's
healing.
It right there.
And that's the same thing with
that's
prosperity.
It right
if you don't release faith for it, you're on your own.
And the Lord spoke to me to take the precious tithes and offerings of the people and the men bring them up
that's
to the
right.
front in baskets.
That's good.
And I pray over it and then we confess over it. And we confess our tithers' rights. that the windows of heaven
amen.
Are open over
amen,
us.
Amen.
The blessing is pouring out.
That's good.
We talk about being sowers and the fact that we have seed in the ground and we are furnished in abundance
yes.
for every good work.
And
then we call,
donation.
Glory, we call in the harvest every week.
That's
every
good,
week we call
really
in the harvest.
Good.
We do the
you
same
ought to start
thing.
Getting, asking for testimonies of people.
And we do, we've got people that money is coming to them, cars are coming to them.
Praise
I had
God.
A word from the Lord a few weeks ago about the fact that we need to have a new car parking lot so that when our congregation members get their new cars, they
one
go over
place,
to the...
A certain place for the new
a
cars.
A certain place for the new cars so that they can show the good, the works of God. And I had a congregation member send me a picture the other day. And in this picture, there were two cars. There was a Mercedes-Benz... No, there was a an Audi... I believe it was an Audi or a Mercedes-Benz. Anyway, there was a nice car sitting over here, and there was an Infiniti, a beautiful Infiniti sitting over here. And they said, Pastor, it's starting to work. Because these people are close friends. They're friends with each other.
Yeah.
And they both got,
they
brand,
both
new
got
cars.
Brand new cars.
Well, that's the word
harvest.
Of the Lord. That's harvest.
Glory.
That's harvest.
That's right.
So, Father, I just thank
praise
you and
God.
Praise you for
oh,
the harvest
so grateful.
That is coming into all the people
yes,
that are watching.
Yes, yes.
We are living in harvest. These
praise
are
God.
Days of harvest.
Amen.
And we are the harvesters in
amen.
Jesus' name.
So
glory.
Tithers
yep.
get harvest.
That's right.
It's just the way it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, just do the best you can do. I believe it.
I believe it, too.
It's been working for us a long time, hasn't it?
That's right.
George?
It has been.
Glory
it has
to
been,
God.
Gloria.
It's been a long time since we owed car payments.
That's right. That's right.
I remember when it's hard to pay for a car payment.
My.
That was a long time ago.
Gloria, I was walking through our house the other day.
Yeah.
Our debt-free
debt-free
home.
House.
And I was thanking God for
yes,
it. I thought about you. I was sitting, we have a dining room, and in, from the dining room, the entrance to the dining room has these curved entrances,
arches,
and there were, and I looked through it, and there's a matching arch going into the kitchen and a matching
beautiful.
Arch going
like
into the
it.
Den. And I remember, I sat there thanking God for that, and that we were debt-free
yeah.
after 5 years of renovation mm-hmm. and using cash and believing God, we are living in a debt-free
praise
home.
God.
And I sat there looking at the arches, and I thought about you. And I thought, I sat there and I thought, Gloria Copeland told me one day that arches to a room always soften the room.
Hallelujah. I didn't remember
and
saying
I just
that.
Sat there in that room thanking God that we have arches in
you
our
you know
house.
What that's called? That's you sat there being blessed.
I was
that
blessed.
Was blessed.
Supremely
hallelujah.
Blessed.
Hallelujah. Praise God. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.